Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Matt, since you didn't put him on IR, is it safe to assume that it's not a long-term
injury? Feel like that? Yeah, feel like it. What I was told after a week after the injury last week, Joe, was like the first couple of days they would know more. So I think they feel the same, that it wasn't any worse, right? So sometimes after an injury, they have to wait a couple of days to see how the initial situation really sets in. And I think to this point, it's been a positive for Matt that he's already continued to improve at this point. So,
how do you balance reacting to your defense giving up so many third down chances and yet holding them to 100 yards? Doing some of the good things that they did do, but the third down opportunity certainly.
I thought that was one of the. I think each week of the season, our defense has gotten better. That's a very strong offensive opponent that we faced last night. To your point, the first and second down defense was, I thought, the best we've played them for the most part, I would say, over the last however many games. They're a tough unit to stop. The third downs, however, in the red zone, we just went through third down as a defensive staff, and just not enough of things working together. So, that'll be a point of emphasis as we move forward, for sure. But and then to come out of it with multiple three and outs, I think that's I believe that could have been an even bigger factor for us than it was. We had a chance to at times build a two score lead. We didn't pull away the way I had hoped we would. Again, work to be done there. But coming up with that big play at the end of the game was certainly huge for us. So the defense, I feel like, is moving in the right direction. Certainly getting healthy will help some of that, getting healthier. We'll see where that goes. But, again, it's just continue to try and take steps every week. Every week's a challenge, but continue to try and grow and bring some of these young players along at the same time.
Sean, I think for people outside watching, the third and long conversions in particular, however you define that, third and six and beyond, third and eight, third and ten, can be really frustrating, right? And I'm sure it's the same
for me
way.
Too.
Yeah. Even going back to last season, it seems like in those situations, which on the surface are advantageous for the defense, there have been just too many conversions. Is that, I'm sure if you had the answer, it would change, or if you did have the answer, you probably wouldn't want to necessarily share it, but philosophically, do you think there's something that maybe needs to change there to just do a little bit better in those situations that seem to be in favor of the defense?
Well, you're right. Number one, third and seven, let's just call it round up, third and seven plus. Those are situations as a defense. You want to be a good defense, you shut them down right there. And the drive goes no further. Last night, we had an opportunity on a blitz, free runner. They make a play, right? So we can learn from that. We can learn from when we didn't blitz, and the rush and coverage piece working better together. You know, there's a lot we can take from that set of plays last night. Like I said, we were very intentional about this morning and what just watching those in order. You know, so it's the week before it was really good. This week, not good enough. So it's an important piece of being a good defense, though, and playing complementary football with the offense. I mean, the one before half with the blitz that we had, 2 minutes or so, maybe a little bit above 2 minutes remaining in the half, we get the ball back to Josh and crew. And then we get the ball after half. So those are the small things that, or small opportunities that you got to take advantage of if you want to be really good.
What impressed you about Deion Walker last night?
Yeah, that play. He didn't get off to a great start in the game, but I love how he was able to stay mentally tough and stay on the attack, and then when needed most, made a huge play. Being able to affect the quarterback, we always talk about, you know, rush and coverage, and here Deion's, he has a quick win, which you need, and TB has the coverage piece, and those two did a phenomenal job. That's the vision of rush and coverage working together. Great call by Bobby there, and well coached by our defensive staff, and I know Al's gotten credit about that, and he should, and to me, it's a great testament to what goes on upstairs and the hours that the coaches put in and the development of the players.
When you watch a game back, how do you see just generally young players growing throughout a game itself?
Well, it's like I'm sure they would say the same. It's two steps forward, one step back, and it's like, hey, when is this going to end, coach? Right? No, it's part of the rookie season. It's how it goes, and maybe even the first couple of years. So. You know, you feel for these young players because you're moving the target constantly, coach, and now it's just part of your growth, right? So, but I applaud them, Deion in this case, TJ, and the other guys that are out there for really being committed to the process and being resilient. I mean, our whole team was very resilient last night in a close game, and. Those young guys are along for that ride as well.
I asked this somewhat half jokingly. Is James Cook underpaid?
You can ask the guy. His name begins with a B, and his first name begins with a B. You can ask him upstairs. But no, from a coach's lens, I understand why we extended James and. I think he's one of the better running backs in the NFL, and I'm always happy when players get rewarded for their hard work and their production. I want that for all of them, quite honestly.
When it comes to the value of his team, what he's done in these first few games, I mean, has he raised his level in some ways?
I believe so. You know, and that's been James's kind of. Growth cycle, right? He loves football. He doesn't like, you know, at least in my mind, he doesn't really get into all this other stuff that is outside of football or wants to sometimes try and populate the world of football. He's about ball, and he loves to play football. And I love seeing him out there last night as one of our captains, and it's just fun to watch players develop and guys that love ball.
Knowing how much you value the play in the line of scrimmage, what did you observe from Miami with their penetration, particularly on first down? I know they were sending some extra people at times, but what was your overall observation? Because there seemed to be a fair amount of penetration, more than we're used to seeing in your offensive front.
Yeah, so they were doing some blitzing or running some what we call simulated pressures where they bring a disguised fifth, and he actually becomes a four-man rush, but he becomes the fourth rusher, the blitzer does, and then playing, you know, covers behind it. So we've seen some of that before. They were doing a good job, but I thought our protection was pretty good overall. I thought they didn't have a lot of free runners necessarily, but maybe just pushing the pocket a little bit more. And so, you know, some of it I think it affected. But overall, I thought there was just opportunities there that maybe we didn't take advantage of. And we go back, like like we did this morning. I know Joe was with the offensive staff. Joe and I met and just talked about, hey, things we could have done differently, done better. And, you know, on the whole, we still score 31 points, so you're happy with that. But there's always opportunities to grow again and improve.
How do you feel Dalton Gates of the things you asked of him in the offseason and starting to put that together now?
Yeah, I thought Dalton had a really good night. You know, he had that one ball that came up. I think it was in the first quarter. But outside of that, he was really good at the point of attack, blocking on the perimeter screen game, and freed up. He got freed up one time, and then he freed up Khalil another time for the touchdown in the fourth quarter there. And then he had good production in the passing game. So I thought he played a really good, solid game. And he's committed to improving. He's got a great personality. I love being around him on a day-in, day-out basis. And he really wants to be good at what he does, and he's made a commitment to do that.
Are you getting enough? I mean, it's hard to talk about sacks with pass rushers, but in terms of the entire picture, are you getting enough from Greg Russo?
You know, I think Greg is had some good reps, and then there's some other things that you know, he would tell you that he wants to do better in the first three games. So going forward, we are going to need that 100%. I think Joey's off to a really good start, and you know, creating some disruption back there, and we need to find or continue to find players that are going to help us and add to that mix.
I don't want to get too much into the details of what you want him to do better, but is there any specific thing, whether it be in the run game or as a pass rusher, that you just need to see more of?
Well, overall, I mean, again, you're looking to improve in every area, right? Whether it's an individual player. I know Greg's committed to that. He's one of our hardest workers and very conscientious young man and a big part of our team. But overall, as a team, we're looking to do the same. So I bet you if Greg came in here and you asked him the same question, he's going to say, I'm working on every area, every aspect of my game. So. But the pass rush is, you guys know, I've talked about it over and over and over again. The pass rush is needed. I'm just talking generally speaking. My philosophy is you've got to be able to get there with your front four. And then the coverage has to work in tandem with them. So that's going to be a key piece for our team, not just our defense, but our team moving forward.
Along those lines, Sean, these first 3 weeks have probably not been super easy for Landon. We don't get to see practice now, so how is he coming along? Do you feel like he's getting closer to getting a jersey on game day?
We'll see. He's working hard. Again, another conscientious young man that the game is important to. You know, Landon was close to getting a jersey this week, and we'll see where it goes moving forward. The goal is to get as many of these young guys up and active, getting a jersey, Jay, to get them some valuable time. We're already seeing that with most of them. And so you're, like I said, there's some growing pains in there. But the vision that I have, that we have, then is going to be, hey, but down the road, it's going to pay off for us in the back half of the season. So it's how do we get, we were talking about some Landon this morning and some other young players, is how do we get them active? Are they ready? Are they too far off at this point? So those conversations are happening.
Yeah,
you get what you emphasize most of the time. A wise coach once told me that, and if you don't emphasize it, don't expect to get it. And Joe and Bobby and Taves do a really good job of carrying the message to their respective units and then working on those things at practice. So the last week it's been a little bit challenging, I guess, because we really haven't had true practice days to do it, but we still talk about it. We still try and pull off some level of drill work on it. So you never take it for granted. It is one of the more convincing stats that leads to, you know, winning football games.
Is that something also, like, we talked a lot about Josh last year and, like, reducing his interceptions and that kind of thing, like, from his perspective, I guess, is he continuing to take steps forward and
Yeah, incredibly so. I couldn't be more proud, happy of the way he's really learned the game and become a really good decision maker. He understands the game that takes place within the game. And not everybody can get themselves to that level. And I think Josh Allen continues to show why he is who he is. And, you know, in my 25 years or more in this league, very rarely do you get a chance to witness what we in Buffalo have had a chance to witness, and it's pretty special.
When you're evaluating the defense and kind of the identity of the group, what's it like knowing that it's going to be so different in a few weeks when you're getting guys back from injury, back from suspension, just knowing, like, you know, you mentioned the group's improving, but it's going to look very different in a little bit. What's it like kind of long-term evaluating that?
It's a little bit hard, I guess. I have a vision. We have a vision for it. And again, the vision is, you know, there's, it's exciting, yet at the same time, it's, there's going to be growth moments, right? Good and bad, where you have to endure it to get yourself where you want to be. And I'm excited about that. And I kind of, you know, development of players, development of getting young players integrated and trying to get our team elevated, right, with their help, is exciting. And so you just have to, there's a delicate balance to that, though, too, of making sure that they're ready enough to play but not hurt the team to where it would cost us, you know, a game, you know, essentially. So it's that balance of the position coach knowing exactly, hey, they're good enough to put out there. There's going to be some growing pains, yes, but it should not cost us, you know, a game perhaps. And so it's that's the delicate balance of trying to get more and more of these guys out there. But that is the vision, is to get them out there so that back half of the season we're rounding in the form and potentially hopefully getting a little bit healthier as well. Limited punts. He had what? I think he had one or two last week. Three last week. This past week, you mean?
Three versus the Jets, two versus the Dolphins.
Yeah, so five total. Yeah, limited sample. I think some good and some that he would want back as well. So we're working on it. And you're always looking to, again, improve, and special teams is a big piece of it. You do have what happens with some of the injuries that are mostly mentioned on defense. There is a trickle-down effect to teams' play. I thought some of the play last night was really good. Guys stepping in that have not typically been in those positions. And then some that we have to make sure that we shore up moving forward there as well. So, but Cam, obviously, with the one play last night, it turned out being, you know, a real pivotal moment in the game. We can all learn from that play, for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.